And finally tonight, on the labor/sports front, locked-out National Football League referees returned to work tonight after league officials were embarrassed into settling the three-month-long labor dispute. It took a series of blown calls to end the strike, and as commentator Playthell Benjamin says, the path that settled the strike revealed unsettling truths about American values.
Although people who listen to my commentary may find it hard to believe, I'm not necessarily a contrarian. Even so, I often find myself marching to a different drummer. Hence, I disagreed with the howling mob who want to hang the referees whose controversial call gave the Seattle Seahawks a victory over the Green Bay Packers in last Monday night's football game. The outroar became so loud, it was echoed by hard news reporters on nationally televised news shows. The controversy even found its way into the presidential campaign. To the casual observer with either a cavalier interest in football or is indifferent to the game altogether, the hoopla must appear an absurdity. How can adults get so bent out of shape by a missed call in a kid's game, they ask. Well, as the Trinidadian historian and political philosopher C.L.R. James warned in the opening of his seminal text, Beyond the Boundary, he knows not cricket who only cricket knows. And he shows us how the game of cricket reflected the values of the Victorian upper class. The same can be said of football, which reflects the values of American civilization. It is the perfect game for a warlike people whose national anthem is a war song and national symbol a vicious bird of prey. Football is literally America's game. The importance of the game in American culture is reflected in the fact that it has been referenced by both President Obama and Mitt Romney on the stump. And the character of the candidates was exposed in their statements. President Obama is pro-union and routinely stands with the workers in the demand for fair wages and benefits, which is why they turn out to work for him come election time. Hence, the president's support for the refs comes as no surprise. But when Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney called upon the owners to settle a lockout and get the, quote, real refs back on the field, which meant successfully bargaining with the union over wages and benefits, they were completely out of character. Their hypocrisy was shameless. Paul Ryan comes from Wisconsin, a state where the governor has curtailed the rights of public sector unions, and Lion Ryan has backed his play. But Wisconsin is also the home of the Green Bay Packers. In fact, the team is owned by the citizens of the town, who hold shares in the organization. So it was an act of political opportunism by a man whose allegiance to principle is determined by experience. Thus, while Ryan is quite prepared to deny bargaining rights to teachers, nurses, firemen, and cops, he insisted the demands of the NFL referees be met because the home team lost. He and Mitt could even be heard arguing that the, quote, real refs should be adequately compensated for their expertise. Hence, by kickoff time tonight, the real referees will be back on the field. The contract they settled will pay over $200,000 a year and generous benefits, including health care and a pension, for a part-time job a few months a year. Good for them. Yet no teacher, nurse, or cop anywhere in America is so well compensated. Republican apologists for this blatant hypocrisy argue that the refs are different from the teachers and nurses because they're not being paid from the public till. But everywhere in America, hundreds of millions of public dollars are spent in the construction of lavish sports arenas in order to seduce the owners of sports teams into locating in their city. Hence, this kerfuffle over a football game further exposes the duplicity and twisted values of the Republican ticket. From New York City, this is Playthell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.